So let me get this straight. You and Andrea are not on speaking terms anymore? And you're okay with that? Huh. That's pretty strange. I mean, 3 weeks ago, you two seemed to be getting on just like two peas in a pod, and now this? And you're okay with that? I mean, there's nothing wrong to feel good about it, but I mean, she ghosted you. Okay. Now I see why you feel pretty great because, yeah. Well, I mean, I never met her, but, it just seems like you two don't have as much in common as y'all thought y'all did. Well, I mean, I gathered that she was a bit too serious, a bit too, uptight. And I've known you all my life, and you are not the one to be, just like uptight. You're more laid back and easy to know and easy to get along with. How do I know? How do I know? What kind of question is that? Listen, dude, I've known you ever since the frickin' fourth grade, okay? We've went to high school together, and look at us now, we are still best friends. You know? And it's amazing that you've stuck with me this long. I mean, it's just, wow, not many people from my high school have stuck with me this long. And I thank you for that. I thank you for being my best friend. I mean, not to be mushy or anything, but I really do thank you for being my best friend. I mean, I love you too. I mean, well, as a friend, yeah. But, maybe in the possible future, things might lead into something more. I mean, if it's okay with you. I mean, I'm not ready for it right now, but okay, you're not ready for it either. Good. Okay. But like I was saying, thank you for being my best friend for this long, and I hope to be friends with you for a very, 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 very long time. Yeah, I know it sounds like a million years from now, but for a very, very, very large a very long time. You know what I meant. You know what I mean. So, yeah, I mean, it's good that you're feeling pretty good despite the circumstances, but I'm glad you're getting along well and, just persevering nonetheless, Well, yeah, you can ask me anything. I mean, I'm your best friend, right? You can ask me anything, you can tell me anything, just blurt it out. Tell me. I don't remember which phone conversation you're referring to. Was it the one you were telling me about when you were trying to cook fajitas at one point and you accidentally had pepper in your eye? No, that's not it. No. Oh, it was later than that? What was the time span? I mean, do you know? It was 3 weeks ago? Oh, yeah, around the time that right after you and Andrea had that good night. I mean, what was so specific about that conversation you remember about? Because I definitely don't remember. No, really, I don't. I told you my memory is bad. It is notoriously bad. I am telling you the God honest truth. My memory is so horrible. Trust me on this. It is horrible. Oh no, don't you do that. Don't do that. Okay. I remember now. You don't need to make those really fake noises. That. Wait, a rematch? Wait, when did I say that? When did I say we could have a rematch? Dude, I don't even feel like it tonight. No, I'm sleepy. I have a headache, and we're supposed to get really bad weather tonight, and my sinuses are pitching a fucking fit. Like, my head is hurting so bad. I don't even, I'm afraid if I moan, like, really, really loud, it's just gonna make my headache worse, and you know how I am a horrible, mean, savage person when I'm hurting, when I'm in pain. No, dude, you are not like it. Not the kind of hurting you're talking about. No. I mean, like, hurting like an excruciating pain to the point where you're just like, grrr. You know, I don't recall ever saying we could have a rematch on that moaning competition thing, but. Well, I mean, it's okay for you to moan. I mean, it's fine with me. But just know, I don't know. I'm not really in the moan. I mean, the mood to moan, not moan to mood. You could tell I'm really tired. Because I can't even words. I'm sorry, but no. Well, can we do this another night? I mean, I'm not really in a moaning mood. Not really, anyway. Oh, you think you could change my mind? Well, I don't know. It's kind of weird that we're doing this over the phone again, and just a reminder, you're my best friend, and I am yours too. And we're moaning over the phone, it's gonna be really, really awkward. No, last time was pretty awkward. I'm a good actress. Not to brag or anything, but I am a good actress. Well, not really. No, I'm not a good actress. Oh, those moans I did were horrible. You gotta remember that. I almost bursted your eardrum. And I don't wanna do it again. I don't have the energy for it. I don't have the energy to breathe that hard. You gotta know I have asthma, right? Okay, yeah, okay. It's true. It's bullshit. I got my asthma under control right now, but you know what I mean. I just don't feel like it. And those puppy whimpers are not gonna get to me. No. No, dude. No. Stop making me laugh. No. I don't want to moan. Don't. I don't want to moan with you. Okay, that sounded pretty harsh, but I mean, I do want to moan with you, but I just don't feel like it. Does that make sense? Okay, like you said before, you would change my mind. Let me see you try and do it. Or let me hear you try and do it, because I can't really see you through the phone, you know. Because we're just talking. There's those noises again. Ugh. Okay, I get it. You do it better than I can. No, I don't feel competitive tonight. I just feel tired. Like, I just want to go right back into bed, you know? I mean, it's a good night for it. I mean, we're supposed to get some pretty good rain tonight. I mean, sleeping in the rain. Well, not sleeping in the rain, but just sleeping with the rain hitting the. Yeah, I'm going off on a tangent, but you know, yeah. Yeah, you're in a moaning mood. I am in a sleeping with the rain hitting the tin roof mood, you know. But whatever gets you through the night, It's all right. Yeah. I can moan. I mean, just a little, but like, you're not gonna hear anything special. Except, like, oh yeah. Yeah. That's the best that I can do for tonight. So, yeah, that's all you're gonna hear from me. Do it again? Okay. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh, don't stop. Oh, daddy. Yes. Yes, daddy. Oh, yes. Faster, harder, deeper, daddy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Stop laughing at me. So you want to hear more. Just so you can laugh at me. No, laugh with me? Okay. Oh yeah, faster, harder, fuck me. Yeah, do it deeper. I love your hard, thick cock, daddy. Yeah. Oh yeah. Nice and deep, daddy. Oh yes. Oh God. Yup, that's it. Harder, faster, daddy. Yep. Why did I say yep? Yeah, that's gonna be a new thing in sex now. We're gonna say yep. Yep, that's it. That's it. Yep, that's the spot. Yep. Oh yeah. Yep. I came. No, really, but yeah, that's the best you're gonna get out of me all night. Unless you can change my mind, can you? You can change my mind, can't you? Well, okay, I mean, okay, I do admit all this laughing is getting my energy a little bit more up. I don't know, I still can't work tonight. But anything that gets you through the night, it's all right with me. Okay, so who's gonna start off first, you or me? Oh God, this is gonna be so bad. So, oh, somebody's tapping at my window. Let me see who. No, dude, seriously, somebody was tapping at my window. Will you stop that? Hey! Okay, I seriously need to figure out who is tapping at my window. So, yeah, let me just see. Let me just. Ah! What the fuck, dude? I didn't even know you were outside my window! Oh my God, you stalker! I oughta come over there! I oughta just, like, just whack you in your head! Why don't you come in? Come in! Come in! Okay. So, come in, the door is open. Hello, and welcome to my abode, which you've seen many, 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 many times before. So, as we were saying over the phone before you tapped on my window and scared the complete shit out of me. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so, yeah. Like I said, this is all you're gonna get from me tonight. You're just gonna watch me just sit there and go like, oh yeah, oh yeah, faster daddy, yeah. That's all. Oh, don't say it like that, and don't even say that. Man, it's so weird that you're my best friend and you're just like, oh, I'm horny. Like, oh my God, stop licking your lips. You know what's even worse with you making all these noises? Looking at your facial expressions, doing all that, licking your lips and biting them and looking at me like this really, really sexual look on your face and doing that little porno talk, you know? Oh, honey. Yeah. You wanna come in and just spread me wide open and fuck me? Oh, God. Yeah, and I can see that bulge in your pants, too. It's just so awkward. Oh my God. And yeah, did you? Oh yeah, I forgot we live next to each other. My bad. No wonder we've been friends for a long time. You live next to me. And it's, oh my God. Yes, like I said, I got a bad memory. I'm a cuckoo cloud lander. Cuckoo. Wait, no, that's not the word. Cloud Cuckoo Lander. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Why are you walking in here with a bulge in your pants? What do I have to do with that? Oh, because you kept remembering that conversation from 3 weeks ago. 2 or 3 weeks ago. Okay, I got you. But, you know, I don't even feel like it, you know? I mean, you could just sit here and just look at me cross-legged and just look at me moaning for you and stuff, and I'm not even gonna touch myself. Well, I mean, I'm not on my no-touch stint anymore. It's just that since you're my best friend, I don't feel it. Okay, it is fair, but I don't want to, you know, touch myself. Not right now. No. But what I could do though, I can try and do those exaggerated porno moons for you if you like. But there's one condition, you're gonna have to do it for me too. All while you're stroking yourself. Now I said I thought it was weird, but since you're looking at me like biting your lips and licking them and stuff like that, and then you're making these little noises. This is so. Oh, you're making my lady bits confused, dude. What do you need? What do you want me to do? Okay, moan for you again. Okay, I think I can do that. I think I could break free of the bored kind of month, like, oh yeah, daddy. Yep, daddy. Yep, that sure hits the spot. We're gonna sit here and laugh about this all night, aren't we? Yep, daddy. Yep, that's the spot. Yep, you can go harder if you like. Yeah, you can do it. Not too much, though, but enough to make me come, yeah. Oh my God, dude. Okay, just take out your cock, okay? I know it's hard. Just take it out. Let me see you stroke it and let me hear you do those really, really, really crazy hot moans you did about 3 weeks ago. Oh, you've been doing them ever since we had that conversation? Really? Wow. Oh, so you're saying that you can go higher than you did the last time we talked? I mean, regarding that? I don't think so. I don't even think I went higher. I don't think my voice has gotten higher since I've done that too. It's been a while since I've done it. Well, like I said, I told you I don't come like that. Well, except for screaming, yes, but I mean, like, squealing the whole entire time. Screaming, yes, but squealing, no. I'm not a squealer, I'm more of a type of screamer or something. I'm a yeller. I yell a lot. I do other stuff like that. Maybe if you're lucky, you can get to hear me do that. For right now, you're just gonna see me cross-legged on the couch, drinking my Pepsi, and moaning for you like a depraved, cock-loving porn star. Yeah, all while sitting here drinking my Diet Pepsi like nobody's business. Sure, that really turns you on, doesn't it? Oh, you don't care? You just care about the fact that I moan? It's fine with me if it's fine with you. Okay. So, You want me to start off this little shindig or something? Look, I'm getting warmed up. Just let me do my little build-up thing. Like I said, porn stores have build-ups too, you know, they just don't go straight into it. I mean, you know? Yeah, I know that, but it's no big deal. I mean, I'm just starting off with like more a little bit of a let me just start it off a little bit quieter because you know some porn stars are quiet. They really are quiet. Yeah, but really high pitched too. You're copying me, aren't you? Pussy daddy. You liking this so far? Based on those moans, I know you love it. Yeah, I know they sound extremely fake, but you don't give a fuck, do you? Not like last time. Oh, do you want me to get more pornish, you know? Do a little bit like talk like this, like some of the porn stars do, you know? Like, I really want to suck a big cock. Yeah. Okay, that's a little bit obnoxious, but no. Do that little San Fernando kind of accent. I can't do that. But, you know, I just talk, okay? Talk and moan, moan and talk. My actual accent. Okay. Am I talking too much? Yeah, I thought so. Oh, wait! Let me catch up! Okay, let me just catch up. Don't go from 0 to 100 that quick. Let's just go from 0 to like 20 to 40 to 50 and then six and progress from there. Okay? Okay. Oh yeah, Danny. Oh yeah, let me suck that big hard cock. Oh yeah, dirty. Need a big nice cock in my mouth. Oh yeah. Oh, the louder you're getting, I'm gonna get louder than you are. Yeah, trust me. Oh, Daddy put that big hard cock in my mouth. Oh, yeah. You see me sticking my tongue out? Bet you want to come over here and just like do that, right? But no, it'd be weird. No, just stay right there. Don't sit down. Sit down. I didn't tell you to do it. Okay, so you're gonna say completely different stuff, and I'm gonna do. We're gonna do our own thing. Okay, so. Where were we? Oh, yeah, Daddy. Oh, yeah, you could really tell I'm not getting really into it, you know, like last time. But, I mean, I'm kind of distracted by, just looking at you stroking it like there's nobody's business. Like nobody's business, and you're just looking at me, kind of, you know, like you're waiting to, like, just. You're just ready to engulf me. Like, this is. That look scares me so much. You don't even know how much that look scares me. Yet turns me on so much because you're looking at me like you're just wanting me to fuck you, right? Giving me that porn star kind of leer, you know. It's not helping, dude. It is not helping. I'm nervous, okay? It's not like what we did over the phone, you know. No, let me just. I know I got my Diet Pepsi right next to me, and I'm sitting cross-legged on the couch, you know, wearing my pajamas and just. Moaning like I have nothing else better to do. Oh, not the kind of moaning you want to hear. Okay, so the kind of moaning that you need to hear is this. Okay, not bitch, bitch, bitch. Great, great, great. Okay. Oh, yeah, Daddy, that's it. Oh, Daddy. Oh, yeah. Oh, now that you're sitting right in front of me, I could give you a little bit of a visual, kind of. Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Yeah, you're sucking it too. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want it inside me. Oh, yeah, Daddy. Give it to me, Daddy. Come inside me, Daddy. I'll put that. Thick hard cock deep inside my tight wet cunt, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. 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 You're still uncomfortable with the daddy thing? You're not? Okay, good. Just making sure because I'm just gonna say daddy all night. Daddy. 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 Oh, yeah. Faster, baby. Harder. Oh, harder. Oh, I could tell you're trying to outmoan me. Oh my God. I gotta hand it to you. It's better in person than it is over the phone. I have to hand it to you. Oh, you think my voice sounds a lot better in person? Oh, of course. You've heard it for over bunches of years. So, well, not like this, but you know. Anyway, yes, Daddy! Daddy! Oh, Daddy, fuck me hard! Oh, yeah, just slide that fucking hard cock deep in me! I'll pull my pussy until I squirt! Oh, Daddy! Oh, Daddy, I'm your fucking hot cum slut! Oh, yeah? Yeah, you like it when I bounce up and down and see my titties bounce? Oh, yeah, you like it when my pussy squeezes around your fucking hard cock. Oh, yeah, take it out, bad boy. Want you to stick it in between my tits and just titty fuck me. Oh, yeah. Oh, titty fuck me while I play with my pussy. No, you wanna what? Dude, you have a pussy now? No! You have a dick. No, okay, you're just Doing like those porn stars. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, you wet? Are you wet, baby? Oh yeah. Oh, I'm wet too. Oh yeah, stick that hard throbbing cock deep in my ass. Oh yeah, pound me hard, split me in two. Oh, daddy. Oh, give me that hard throbbing 9-inch cock. No, not 9-inch, 13-inch. Okay, you are going way, way too far with the inches. Look, the only thing I can do is 9 inches, okay? I just, no. Okay, 13 inches, okay. Whatever. We're just making up things on the spot, and we're just gonna sound as stereotypical, obnoxious, and all that kind of stuff. You go first, and then I'll follow along, okay? Okay. Oh, God! God! Wow! I thought I was loud, but you, damn! Damn, so much damn, more damn than a Hoover Dam. Damn. Okay, my turn. Okay, my turn. Oh, yeah, daddy, pound my ass. Oh, God, you're so deep in me. Oh, I can feel you all the way in me. Oh, yeah, daddy, make me squirt. Oh, yeah, fucking pound my G-spot. Yeah. Oh. Okay, that was just so annoying. I'd rather do that, yeah. No. I am so sorry for that. I am so sorry, neighbors. Sorry. Yeah, I know. Oh, God. Okay, so I don't have to apologize. Okay. You seem to be enjoying it. It's just as much as I am. Okay, so, anyway, yes. Fully clothed, so you don't even know. Oh, daddy. Ooh. I lost my energy. Hold on, let me get it back up. You could do your moans still. Did you already come? Oh, of course. I'm sorry. I had my eyes closed. I was getting so into it. Like, okay, now I can see. Oh my God, you made such a fucking mess. What the effing hell, dude? Okay, but you felt like you could go for round two again? Or no? I mean, I could do this all night if you want. Wait, that was so bad. Hold on, let me get my ability to moan back. Right now I'm at this rate to where I'm just gonna moan like, oh yeah, that's it, right there. That's it, daddy, right there, again. So just give me a chance, let me get my energy back, okay? 1, 2, 3. Again with the build-ups? Yeah, again with the build-ups. Oh, yeah. Yeah, again with the... Yeah, I know, I know. They, like I said, they got build-ups, okay? Okay. Oh, yeah, stick it back in my pussy. Please, 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 daddy, fuck me. Please, fuck me. Oh, God, I love the way you moan. And what's so amazing about it is we sound so good doing that together. Isn't that weird? I think so, but I, wow. I'm just copying what you're doing. You have to be on my level. Like, no, you just ha don't have to do like, no, you have to go like, think back to 3 weeks ago when we did all that and you were amazing. I mean, like, you were absolutely amazing. Do that thing like, listen to how I'm doing. Okay, 1, 2. Scream for me, yeah. Oh, holy shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Not only are you a screamer, you're a spurter. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. No, you're a fucking geyser. What the fuck, dude? What the fuck, dude? Wow. Not only are you a screamer, you're a geyser. Oh my god, this is even more fun than doing it over the phone, I must admit. Oh, get me to touch myself? You know what? Last time I was just like, hell no, we ain't gonna do that. But, you know, maybe next time if you come over, we might do it. I don't know. I don't know when. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe. Sometime soon. No, not right now, but I mean, like, someday. I mean, do the thing, that thing, or do those porno noises while I masturbate. I don't know. I just, it's not like made to do that while I'm masturbating, you know? Not really. No. Unless, like, I want to build myself up closer and closer to orgasm, that's what I do. And, you know, just build myself up and get myself closer and closer sometimes. Sometimes. Even when I'm doing it quietly, I still come as hard. Yeah. I'm not a very quiet person. Not really. Yes, this is describing me in the bedroom. I am very quiet in public, so that's one thing. Anyway, yes, yeah, you need to clean up because you got frickin' cum all over my couch. Somebody's gonna have to clean it up. Excuse me? No. You made the mess, you clean it up. Hey, even though you're a guest, you still have to clean it up. Yeah. Alright. Hey, after this is all said and done, you know, I'm about ready to go back to sleep. You can go home now. Yeah, I know. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. God, you give the best bear hugs. Okay. Really clean it up. Clean up this mess you made. And go rest your voice. Because that really, really did a number on your voice, I can tell. Yeah, it was still fun, but still, go drink you some honey and lemon iced tea. Oh, honey and lemon hot tea. My bad. This cold stuff, I've heard, it's not really good for your voice that much anyway, so yeah. Yeah, I'll see you around tomorrow. Yeah, will you be there tomorrow? Oh, okay, okay. I was just making sure. Okie dokie. Well, I'll see you later. Bye.